This is the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous Podcast with iHeartRadio.
Hey guys, welcome to the Almost Famous Podcast. Unfortunately, Ben is flying today, so I have two beautiful, wonderful, fantastic, you know, this is how Ben introduces me every time, but and I'm always like, Ben, shh, thank you, but I'm really gross right now. Anyway, I have these amazing co-hosts today. Their names are Amanda Stanton and Emily Ferguson, and they're on the line with me now. And before we hit record, we were having some amazing girl talk, and I just kind of want to continue that right here for the first couple of minutes of the podcast. We got Emily, who is engaged.
Yes.
And you have been engaged for how many months now? Almost a year.
You guys, time flies by. It's almost a year.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Oh my God. I'm like mind boggled.
No, I'm mind blown. But the funny thing is Ashley and I were just talking. It's like, I can't believe that I'm engaged and that like Will wants to marry this.
Okay. And Amanda is with her boyfriend, Michael, and they've been like Instagram official since like February or March. And everybody is just like in happy relationships right now. Emily and I don't understand why our guys want to be with us. Like I say to every time I'm like, Jared, like I am so blessed. Like, I can't believe how lucky I am to be with you. Like, you are just the most magical human being. And you take care of me so well, but I have no idea like what I give you.
Right. Well, and I'm saying
I feel the same way.
Really?
Oh. Yeah. Thank God.
It makes me feel, Michael like cooks and cleans. Yeah. And I'm just like, what do I do? I don't know.
He does the same thing.
They just love us.
Okay. It's well, so I do everything, but maybe that's a little more understandable why he likes me, but I'm like, still like, I think that, so like, obviously I think we're all beautiful girls, but when I have like no makeup on, I seriously look at myself in the mirror when I wake up and I'm like, how does this hot man love me enough to want to marry me and put a baby in me one day? I don't get it.
This is my question every single day, especially since I've gotten pregnant. And guys, like, it's fine. Like we've talked so many times on this podcast about how like, I am the opposite of glowing and beautiful. And I just tell Jared every night, like when he kisses me goodnight, I'm like, I'm sorry that you have to kiss me goodnight because I have pimples everywhere and I'm just overall puffy and disgusting. And like, I'm sweaty and greasy and everything. And I go, am I ever going to be normal again? Am I going to be pretty again? Am I going to like, are you going to want to touch me again? And he's like, I want to touch you now. And I'm like, he's saying that to be sweet. But like, seriously, then he goes to sleep and I look at his face and I'm like, your face is freaking perfect. And you wake up perfect too. Why this doesn't belong together.
Ashley, I'm so thankful that you post like the real stuff of like what it's like to be like pregnant. Because honestly though, like I don't know how those blogger moms look the way they do being that pregnant and like looking that pretty. It makes me so mad because I don't look like that on a daily basis and I'm not pregnant. Like, I just don't. So I can only imagine once I am pregnant, it's only going to be 10 times worse. Like, I can't. It's unrealistic. So thanks for being real.
I agree. Amanda, what did you look like pregnant? I'm sure you looked perfect because you always look perfect and put together.
Totally. Exactly.
No. Okay. So the thing is, well, for me, I mean, I was so much younger back then. But I looked really cute when I was pregnant until I was like 32 weeks. Ash, I think I've told you this before. And then after 32 weeks, I like doubled in size. My hands were so swollen and I was so tired. So like, even if I don't know, I didn't have the energy to like pull myself together.
Yeah.
I'm not pregnant and I have no energy to pull myself together.
Yeah.
Me neither.
No, I just like, I wish I was more like an Amanda. Where I could like get ready, like I wake up and get ready every day. I know you say you don't do that, but do you swear you don't do that?
I really don't. I swear I put makeup on like maybe once or twice a week.
Really?
I don't know how your hair's always done. Like I can't, I don't look like that with my hair not, like just, I can't wake up and look like that.
No, I don't look like this every day. It's actually funny though, because I walk the girls to school every morning, mm-hmm. like super early. And so I pretty much just like roll out of bed in like sweatpants that don't match. And I like walk them down the street and I look so bad. And Kins told me one day, she was like, will you start putting a little bit of makeup on before you drop me off at school in the morning?
Kids are so honest.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't want to embarrass her. So I just like put a little bit of like that Ilia like skin tint serum or whatever on just to like not look. Apparently I was embarrassing her. So no, answer your question.
It's funny. So people tell me that because I'm having a boy, like I won't have to deal with sassy comments like that, which is like, that's actually very nice to hear. My one friend, she put makeup on for the first time. She just has a newborn and she has a 3-year-old boy. And she put makeup on a couple days ago. And he goes, "Mommy, why your eyes look so pretty?"
Oh my gosh. That's
so cute though.
That is so cute. That's really cute. Okay, so let's like talk about the guys for a second. Amanda, you and Michael are really funny on Instagram. Like he has a great personality and people really enjoy him on the gram. He's great.
Yeah. He's so funny. Now, like everyone, like, you know, and I'll ask like, "Oh, what does everyone want to see this week?" Everyone's just like, Michael. I'm like, this, you guys should just go follow Michael.
You said on your questions the other day that you would have said yes to a proposal yesterday. So like, do you think this is like going to happen soon?
I hope so. I think so. I mean, we obviously like for me to say something like that, like we've talked about it. Mm-hmm. So I hope. I mean, I have no idea. I think he would want it to be like somewhat of a surprise, but I hope soon. I'm ready.
Last time I was on this podcast, I got proposed to like a week or two later.
Really? Okay. Yeah.
Yes. It's true. So you're having good luck podcasting with me.
I think it is.
Oh my gosh. Emily was so funny. She was like, "I have to be honest, every day I'm like, why aren't I engaged yet?" And then it was like days later and it was so amazing. So how has the wedding planning process been? Because I love all your content with like the dress, like which dress do you like best? Which shoes do you like best? Like venues. It's been so much fun to play with your polls.
Yeah, honestly, it's been a lot of fun. I don't enjoy like making the guest list. I don't enjoy any of like sending out the save the dates, all that small tedious stuff. Mm-hmm. But the wedding dress, the picking out the flowers, all that stuff is really, really fun. And I can't lie, like Vegas is going all out for us here. Like it's just been like a dream come true. Like I couldn't be getting married in a more perfect place. I don't know. I'm like, I'm an obnoxious over the top kind of girl. So my wedding's going to be the exact same. So.
Is that because he is like a hockey player?
I think it is because he's a hockey player. Also because he's like a big party boy. Like the only, I think I mentioned this before. I don't know if it was on this podcast, but his only question about booking the venue was, "Can I party till 4 a.m. and you guys won't shut it down?" And they were like, "Sure. If you want to pay the money to keep the venue open, sure." And he's like, "Cool, great." So I guess we're partying till 4 a.m.
No, you have to leave people wanting more.
I don't know, man. This boy does not give a crap. And the other day I went to go pick out, like, he's not here right now. He's still in Sweden. And I still do all the wedding planning without him because he has an opinion, but I don't really care about his opinion. I love him to death, but it's like my day, you know? Yeah. So I was like, "Can I share our wedding colors with my followers?" And he goes, "No." And I'm like, "So you care?" And he goes, "Yeah, we're just going to let them wait." I'm like, "Oh." So you do care, but yeah, I don't know. It's been a lot of fun and really exciting. So I don't know. I hear a year flies by. So hopefully it comes by fast because I'm so excited.
So it's going to be a whole other year from now.
Yes.
Okay. Wow. That's a long engagement, but I like it. It's good.
I know. Just because hockey season, I don't have a choice. Otherwise I'd have been married like, well, I would get married in a cooler date, but we're getting married in 100-degree weather. So
Before we started recording, you were saying that like you imagined yourself like 24, married and having like 4 kids by now. And here you are, you'll be 30 when you get married. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. I'll be like 30, like 2 months after I get married.
Wow. So like,
it's so crazy. I feel like you're always going to be like 22.
Me too.
I love you guys so much. I was telling Ashley, I don't feel old enough to be married. It's weird, let alone like he wants to have kids after. I don't think I feel old enough to have kids yet. Like I have to be responsible for a child. It seems wild to me.
Amanda was responsible for a child like a whole decade before I'm going to be. So
that's also crazy.
It's so weird. It's weird now that they're like kids is almost 10. I don't feel old enough to have a 10-year-old.
Oh my gosh.
That is crazy. Yeah. So Amanda, when you and Michael possibly get married and you think about having kids, like how do you think about like having to start all over again?
Yeah. Like I feel like, okay, now it seems like so long ago to me that I had a newborn, and so many people, like so many of my friends that are pregnant or have newborns now, will like come to me and ask questions. And I feel like I don't even really, I mean, I remember some things, but it just seems like so long ago. So I'd be excited to do it over again. But I told him, I was like, if we have more than one, we have to do it back to back.
Yeah. Like, I think I want ours pretty close.
Especially
the suffering
now.
Over.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Just got to get it all done at once.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so Emily, you and Haley are experiencing like twin bliss right now with the two of you both being engaged. Like you got engaged within what, like 6 months of each other? And then wedding planning together. You guys didn't actually ever think about having a conjoined wedding, did you?
No, we never thought about having a conjoined wedding, but I think it's funny to mess with people because they like totally want that. I'm like, are you guys crazy? But the one annoying question that I feel like I keep getting, and it like kind of bugs me because I guess people just don't understand mine and Haley's relationship. You guys probably understand it more. It's like people are like, oh, you're getting married at the same place. Oh, your sister got engaged only a few months after you. Like, do you like, are you mad? Like, does that bother you? And I'm like, no, I literally could, this could not be more perfect. I love doing everything together. I love having the same things as her. Our weddings will be totally different. I don't care that she's getting married at the same resort. It's going to be so different.
Is it going to be the exact same venue?
Exact same venue, but not. So Resorts World is huge. So it's not like she's getting married in a different, or her ceremony's in a different ballroom. She's getting her receptions on a completely different like side of the hotel, and mine's on a completely other opposite side of the hotel, if that makes any sense.
I'm excited to see like the differences in your weddings.
It's really different.
So explain how.
Okay. Haley's is more. So I'm fine saying this. Haley's is more of like candles and romantic and intimate. Her guest list is way smaller. They want it. Ola's a very passionate guy and he's very passionate about love and celebrating their love. And so it's just going to be, I think theirs is going to be more all about love and like their love, which I think is really great. And that's what a wedding should be about. Mine is a little different because, I mean, I'm probably more similar to like, I like the romantic stuff and that's why I want to add a lot of that to my wedding. But my wedding's more of like glamorous, royal party, like kind of like, I guess, Gatsby, like party, but like, still, I guess, done up and glamorous, but there'll be a lot of stuff that incorporates our love as well. And me and Will are more goofy, while Haley and Ola are a little more serious. So that's just like, that'll show off, I think, in the differences of our wedding.
Okay, well, speaking of love before love.
Yeah.
You guys, I don't know that you really watch Paradise anymore regularly. Do you both?
I do.
You do?
I do. Yeah.
Amanda?
This is actually my first time that I've ever watched it.
Since being on it?
Yeah. I mean, even like, yeah, I never watched it before. I didn't even really watch it when I was on it.
Wow. Well, okay. Yeah. I was going to say, does watching Paradise, even if it's just one episode, give you like PTSD of being there like it does for me?
Yeah. Well, that's what I was going to say. I feel like this is the first time that I can like watch and enjoy it and like not have PTSD from it. You know, like now I just like watching it.
All of us did two seasons. All three of us did two seasons.
I don't know why. Why would I do two seasons? What was the freaking point?
I don't know why I did either, to be honest.
So stupid. I'm so mad at myself. I'm so embarrassed by that second season I did. It's like so embarrassing.
You and me both.
I mean, seriously, the second season for me was also much more embarrassing than the first. The second time around, guys.
Like, why do we do this to ourselves? I don't get it. Like, we're like, sure, it'll be fun. And sure enough, it's a freaking always a little show, but whatever.
You know what I find? I couldn't do it again now as like an older version of myself. It just the heat and just the lack of privacy. I don't think I could at all stand just like being on the set, let alone like having to fight for love.
The getting ready every day for me would be a hard no.
Yeah.
Okay. So wait, I watch it with Michael now because we've been watching it. And he asked me the other day and I was like, this is such a good question. Like, I don't even know if I know the answer. Did they change our sheets?
No, everybody's been asking me that too. And no, we never did change our sheets. And I knew it was disgusting. We were so sweaty.
I was like, unless we really did it when we were like out doing something, I was like, I don't think they change our sheets.
I don't think so either. And I don't think they really clean the toilets or anything like that either. Do you remember how dirty the toilets used to get?
Yeah.
Disgusting.
the sink area. And I was talking on my questions on Instagram yesterday, just the lack of privacy in the bathrooms. I know that everybody talks about the AC and stuff, which obviously is like really, really rough. But the fact that you can't go potty with any privacy, like there's a curtain, there's like an Aladdin Agrabah curtain separating the bathroom from the toilet is just wrong.
I wonder if I ever pooped. I don't know.
I used to go to the treehouse. I used to do it because I had a lock on the door.
We had to have gone to the bathroom, but it just seems so wild to me knowing now like how much I go to the bathroom in the morning. How did I manage that in paradise?
So crazy.
It's wild.
Anyway, guys, I truly give so many props and bravos to everybody who is enduring it.
Seriously.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we should probably get into recapping this episode. But before we do that, we have to take a quick break. All right. I want to get into Bachelor in Paradise. But before we do that, a little update on the batch bracket. If you guys have been playing with the Almost Famous League on bip.batchbracket.com/leagues, this is the rule of the week. You get positive 10 points if a contestant takes off their shirt or top. And wow, we've seen a lot of that lately. So you guys are maybe racking up the points. So if you guys are delayed in this and you haven't signed up to play, you can still do it. It's a weekly thing. You don't have to be in it the entire season. And you can go to bip.batchbracket.com/leagues. And we hope that we see you as part of our league starting today. All right, girls, let's start from the top of the episode. We leave off at the Rose Ceremony cocktail party. Aaron is yelling at Thomas. What's your take on this Aaron Thomas Tammy love triangle?
It's so immature. I think Tammy wants the attention. That's what I think. Tammy's like straddling Thomas. Like that's a bit, come on. And then the fact that Aaron's mad at Thomas, it blows my mind. Like it's Tammy, the one initiating all of this. So I always hate when like girls get mad at girls and guys get mad at guys. Yeah. When in reality, it's literally the opposite sex causing the problems. Get mad at that person.
Yes.
It's
yes.
Wild to
the
me.
Same thing.
Yeah.
I guess it's just a different situation because I think the reason like girls will go after the other girls in this scenario is because I think everyone kind of feels like you're friends and like you're the other girl. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Definitely. Like you all know each other and like they all know what's going on. So I get it to an extent, but I agree.
Yeah. Yeah. In this case, we really leave the situation with Tammy being like, okay, well, I'm all in on Thomas. And Aaron is, you know, at a loss for a rose. Later, we see that Becca Kufrin comes in and she ends up giving Aaron her rose. And it was weird because I felt zippity doodah between them. Like there's no way that that's going to be a relationship. If she gets a date card, I don't think she's giving it to him. I would have preferred to see the rose go somewhere else. I just think that Aaron is kind of like a drama king.
I don't see Becca and Aaron. Yeah, Aaron's a drama king. He's loud and like always aggressive. I feel like he's always
angry.
Seriously, there's too much testosterone pumping through his veins. Mm-hmm. But yeah, there's no connection between them at all. Becca is, I mean, personally, I think like way too good for any of those guys that are honestly there right now. So yeah. Someone better has to be coming down for her. Otherwise, I don't see her being there. I don't see a point in her being there.
No, when she came down, I was like, I love seeing a lead be on the spinoff show. Like I loved when Ben was on Winter Games and stuff. And I think it almost should have happened more often. Like I would have loved to see Crystals come to Paradise and things like that. But I just felt at the moment, I was like, oh, this is beneath her right now.
Definitely. I'm surprised she did end up coming, honestly. And then just like probably like awkward for her because like none of like those girls are all kind of in like the relationships feel so immature to me. Like every single relationship right now seems so immature. Like people are like, they're like saying, oh, there's not enough intimacy or, oh, he's not kissing me or this or that. And then they just go and break up and call it off.
It's very bananas. Everybody's been like super fickle.
Yeah. I'm like, no, there's a few solid couples for sure, but it just seems like everything is a kind of an immature mess right now. Mm-hmm. That's how I feel.
Then we have the Carl, Deandra, and Chasen situation, which is also very bizarre because we see that Carl gives her that bracelet, which why do we think that he really brought a bracelet for a girl?
No.
No, we don't know why she has that bracelet. If a producer gave her the bracelet or gave him the bracelet to give to her.
Are we in high school? What is it with these two guys giving her necklaces or bracelets? Like, it's not freaking like we're giving these girls lettermen's jackets like we did in high school. It's freaking, like I said, here we go. Immature again. These relationships are so immature.
Well, the most ridiculous thing was Chasen like copying and trying to one up him with the other necklace, which looked like he bought it at a costume store.
Literally the most ugly, obnoxious, chunky necklace ever.
It was so cringy that like I would have called him out on it right then and there.
But you don't think that necklace was real diamonds?
No.
I did.
You did?
Am I naive? Yeah, I thought it was probably real diamonds. You know, like maybe he just like had that. Not that he would give her a real diamond necklace, but I assume he was expecting to get it back no matter what, because that was just a weird situation.
It was so weird. Anyway, she ends up choosing none of them and gives her her rose to Ivan, which I thought was a very good decision because Ivan totally got screwed out of the Jesenia Chris love triangle. And I love Ivan, and am I crazy, guys? I mean, like, of course, I'm not in Jesenia's brain. We all have different tastes and everything. But I really like Ivan more than this Chris guy.
Yeah, I think Ivan's super sweet.
Yeah.
I like Ivan. I'm glad that she gave the rose to Ivan. Jesenia, I felt like they were good together. And I don't know why she didn't say that they were having a good connection or something, or that something was missing. I don't get that. I thought they were really, really cute together.
Me too. I mean, this Chris guy could be totally fine. I'm not saying that he's not, doesn't seem like a nice guy. He totally does. It's just, I just feel like we as an audience are a little bit more connected to Ivan as we've seen him far more on television. So I don't know. He's just a really nice demeanor about him. I'm glad he's going to get the second chance. I can see Becca Kufrin going after him for a date. And I think that that would be like some nice equals going on there.
I agree with that. I agree with that too.
Okay, so then the other thing that we need to talk about with the rose ceremony cocktail hour thingy-majig is that, guys, Trey just breaks up with Tajwan and, like, doesn't care about continuing to find love in paradise, which is respectable. It's a nice time. It's actually kind of a nice time to do it because you know that he's not, like, because you know he was guaranteed that rose.
Yeah.
So he did it out of the goodness of his heart. But then Tajwan leaves, and that's not good for any of us because we all love Tajwan.
I know.
Tajwan is wild. My sister was on that season with her, and she was the one who called my sister a pigeon.
Oh my God. Wait a second. Yeah. I forgot that those were the same. That was the same season.
Yeah. So Haley said that Tajwan is honestly, like, she didn't know that Tajwan didn't even like her, but she thought Tajwan was really funny and like kind of like a great person to have on the island.
Yeah.
She probably just left because she was so damn hot. Honestly, yeah. She probably just couldn't stand the heat anymore. I don't blame her. She's a hoot. I'm sad to see her go. She's so effing funny.
So funny. The way that she shouted, Taj can't pee, Taj can't poop at the end of Monday's episode. And then she's like shoveling in the pasta. I'm like, this girl speaks to me.
Yeah, I like her a lot. She's really good comic relief for these episodes. I love her.
Okay, then we have Taj, and then Becca shows up, and like we all know that she like kind of like, you know, says hello to these guys. Nothing really epic happens except she decides to give Aaron that rose. Now we're here the next day. Well, I guess we can go through, you know, who gives who what. We have Natasha giving her rose to Brendan, which we all know is a huge mistake. Yep. Marissa gives her rose to Riley. Serena gives her rose to Joe, Abigail to Noah, Jesenia to Chris, Tammy to Thomas, Demi to Kenny, Mari to James. That was one we didn't really know where it was going to go. Deandra to Ivan, and then Becca to Aaron. So then the next morning, we see Tia show up on the beach. And I, while seeing Tia show up, I was like, I miss Tia. She's great for my television watching pleasure. I think that she's a great character.
Yeah, and I think it's cool too because her and Becca are friends, right? Mm-hmm. So at least like they have each other.
Yeah,
there. Yeah, I'm sure is nice
for sure.
I really like Tia's personality. I think she's really spunky. I think she's really cute. I think I'm super shocked she has not met someone in the real world. I kind of feel like she's a guy, like guys, like a guy's girl. Like I feel like she's like with the dudes and mm-hmm. stuff, and she has that like cool, easygoing personality. So do find it a little shocking that she hasn't met someone yet. And I feel like she's got good connections with like doctors and stuff. I'm honestly just shocked.
It'll happen soon. But it was very funny the way she was had her self-deprecating humor as far as, you know, her failed relationship with Colton.
Yeah, for sure. It was good.
Those are some good liners. So anyway, yeah. She hits it off with Kenny. Which, you guys, I think Kenny is very attractive and everything, but can you believe what a hot commodity Kenny has become?
I don't get this Kenny stuff at all.
No, I don't get it either.
No.
He's living.
Okay. Yeah, we'll leave it at that. We'll be polite. I think he's cute, but like as far as like depth of personality goes, like I'm not like swooned by him. Anyway, Demi is super threatened by, well, she's actually saying that she's not threatened by Tia. She's like, Tia has nothing on me. We are super different. What do you think is up with Demi not liking Tia as a person so much? It's almost like they have like some secret beef.
I would love to know if they have secret beef, but that, I don't know. This is, seeing Demi on this season is a little confusing to me because she's such a confident person. I've seen her be so insecure this whole time. And that is so unlike her, like in general. I'm a little shocked at how things are coming off during the season for her. So I'm just shocked. She's such a confident girl.
I think for me, it's confusing because Demi obviously loves to like stir the pot and like, you know, cause a little drama. So it's hard for me to know when she's doing, like if she's serious about something or if she's just doing it, if she's like acting. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Not acting. I just think she went into this whole season being like, I'm going to ham it up and I'm going to kind of be the caricature yes. of myself rather than actually be myself.
Yes, totally.
Okay. Well, anyway, she ends up taking Kenny on the date. And they go on this weird, like, top, like, clothing-free volleyball date, which I feel like there might have been, like, you know, you guys know I'm, like, kind of conservative about this stuff. It's been, like, Paradise has been pretty sexualized the past couple episodes. And I'm, like, not really down with having to have any sort of pressure to take off your clothes on your first date.
I honestly felt so bad for Tia because I know that she was talking about how she had read her Bible that morning. I know she's super religious and her family watches this and her Bible study group watches this. I felt bad that she felt pressured to do that a mm-hmm. little bit because I mean, even I, who someone who's not like super religious, like I would have felt uncomfortable doing that too. Mm-hmm. You know, like mm-hmm. I don't have a Bible study group watching this. I just would feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, to be honest, I wouldn't have done it if that were my date.
I wouldn't have done it.
And I think, but I get it. It's like so hard because you feel pressure, obviously, because you're on a date. You don't want to like be rude.
Yeah.
And also like that's the date that you got. So you don't want to just like not participate. So I get it. But yeah, it was uncomfortable.
Yeah, it was weird. Anyway, the two of them, she gets through it.
Yeah.
Volleyball is also not a fun thing to do braless, I imagine. Like that's going to actually like be quite... like uncomfortable. I'm like holding my boobs right now. It's like
yeah.
Okay, so then they kiss and I don't really know where Kenny's mind's at. I don't really think like I don't see this really going places. I hope that Tia finds somebody a little bit like where there's like a little bit more of like a passion and feels like more of a long-term thing because I think we're all rooting for her.
Yeah, and I also think that I get the vibe from Kenny that he is kind of into like a more sexual girl. Mm-hmm. I feel like he's kind of like sex positive and is like open. Like him and Demi are talking about the boom boom room like all the time.
Yeah.
And I've never even heard the boom boom room be mentioned so much overall. Like honestly, like I felt like the boom boom room wasn't even a big deal our season or like even seasons before. Like I didn't even know really that there was a boom boom room. I thought it was just like fake.
Well, yeah, I got a lot of questions about that last night on Instagram. A lot of people were like, what is with this boom boom room? We've never really heard of it before. And I'm like, yeah, I guess that was kind of just something that we sort of talked about.
It used, it was like an unspoken thing. Like, we knew, but we never talked about it.
Yeah.
All right. So then we go into this Abigail and Noah talk, another split that I'm like, really? Did we need this? Like, I think Abigail completely jumped the gun on it because Noah seems to be like one of, in my opinion, the best guys there. He's super cute. He just seems down to earth, very respectful. Their date was so sweet. He seems like a gentleman. And then she's just like, I don't know that I'm feeling this is moving fast enough. Like, I'm not getting enough physical touch from him, which, like, I can understand because it is a little weird when you're in paradise and you're, like, kind of with somebody, but you just don't feel like you're as all over each other as a lot of the people around you. But I also feel like without there being any sort of, like, somebody that he was really into getting to know or somebody that she was really getting into know, like, why rush the breakup? Like, she could have said, like, hey, like, do we feel each other? I think that you could have, like, had that conversation that they had, but, like, more of a midway instead of, like, such a, like, almost finale-like conversation.
I hate how, like, Noah is not being assertive, like talking to her and saying that she's not getting enough, like, physical touch. That's what she is saying, right? She doesn't feel like, she's saying they're more like friends, correct?
Yeah.
I don't get, like, why guys can't be more assertive. Like, why are they so shy? Like, just grab her and kiss her, like, touch her.
He said that when he was making, like, advances and flirtations toward her, he felt like almost rejected, like she wasn't into it. Like, that was the vibe that he was getting from her. So then he just kind of backed off.
She does come off as, like, shy and timid a bit.
Yeah.
So I guess that's true. Yeah, he wouldn't want to, like, freaking, like, push himself onto her. Right. She wasn't wanting it. But yeah, that they're really great together. I think that they'll work through it. I just think they need to, like, kind of break the ice a bit more and push past those boundaries and kind of get her to open up because she's a really, really cute girl. They would be a really sweet couple. Mm-hmm. I hope they stay together.
Now, I feel like the biggest thing that we have to tackle in this episode is something we only got a little teaser of, mm-hmm. and that is Kendall's entrance. So let's talk about that right after the break. Okay, guys, they teased us that this was going to happen in this episode, and it really didn't happen. Kendall shows up after Joe and Serena keep talking about how they're probably the strongest couple there. In my interpretation of this relationship, I feel like Joe is way further in than Serena is. Am I alone in this?
No, I don't. I hate to say this, but I don't see them together. I'm having a hard time picturing them together long term.
Okay. Amanda?
See, I think the difference is Joe's already done this before. I think he came back probably to really meet someone. And for Serena, I think it's like her first time. And even though she's there to meet somebody, I think it's just probably like more exciting for her. Do you know what I mean? Like there's a lot more going on where I think Joe's more like laser focused on a relationship. Mm-hmm. He's not as interested.
Do you know what I found seriously alarming? She says, if paradise was named this season of paradise after an NSYNC album, it would be No Strings Attached. And I was like, oh, good illusion. You know, love a good name drop of an NSYNC album. A producer definitely gave you that line because, long pause, you were 2 when No Strings Attached came out. And I am mind blown. I was like, the day that No Strings Attached came out is such a meaningful, vivid memory of mine. I remember going to Sam Goody, getting my reserved copy and then like an additional copy and then like playing and like having my NSYNC dolls like surrounding me and like writing in my NSYNC notebook, doing my homework at my 6th grade desk. And I was like, you were in a crib.
Amazing.
Yeah, so that was mind-blowing to me. So now we see Kendall comes down. Joe seems smitten. Mm-hmm. This is all just, like, heartbreaking. to watch because like I feel I've told Kendall, I was like, I cannot draw comparisons here between me and Jared and you and Joe, because you guys, of course, like we're in a 2 year long serious relationship, but I can relate to you on like coming down, not being over somebody, being in love with somebody, and then you come down to paradise and you see that they are coupled off and they're like holding somebody else's hand. And it's just, that is the most hurtful thing that you can ever witness, like in person, in real life, and have to live with that, those visuals.
Do we know for sure, is it true, like 100% that Kendall and Joe broke up because of the distance? Like he wanted to live in Chicago. And she wanted to stay in LA and they weren't going to compromise on that, correct?
Yeah, that's basically, you know, that's what they keep saying was the main reason of their breakup. And
yeah, I couldn't imagine. I don't know how Kendall had the strength to, well, knowing that Joe was on there. I don't know how she had the strength going down there. Like I followed Kendall and Joe and their whole journey together. I loved them together. They got a dog together.
Yeah.
I don't know how he can just get up and leave a dog. I don't get it.
It was early on with the dog. I think they only had the dog for like 2 or 3 weeks.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was a little longer. Okay. Well then, okay. I get that a little bit more, okay. But I love Kendall and Joe together. I think they're goofy. They're cute. I think they're perfect for each other. And if distance is the issue, the Serena P girl is from Canada, and try dating someone from a different country. It's literally the hardest thing in the freaking world. Good luck, Joe. Pisses me off so much.
I thought they were kind of cute together, but I obviously liked him with Kendall too. I think it seems like they've had, I mean, I'm sure it sucks for Kendall, you know, walking down, but it seems like they had a pretty respectable breakup.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think him and Serena are cute.
They are cute. They are. And it's just hard when you like see somebody that obviously still isn't over him. Like she's not over him. She's saying like, I still love Joe. I still feel like there's something there that kind of like needs to be like explored, talked out, whatnot. So she shows up, says, hey, Butthead, you want to go talk? So my thought is that Butthead is probably something she used to call him.
Totally. Like a cute little thing they used to do to each other, even though it comes off as being like rude. Yeah. I think that's something cute they probably did, because that seems like so. Kendall's personality.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's also awkward for Serena. Like I can't imagine trying to like start a relationship with someone and their ex comes down.
For sure. My only thought with Serena is that luckily I don't think she's as in deep as Joe is with her. So yeah, we'll see. Do you guys think that Kendall's going to stick around once she finds out that Joe's all in with Serena? Or do you think she's going to try to give it a whirl with somebody else?
I think she'll leave.
I hope she sticks around. If Joe can do it, she can do it. Like she, I don't want to see an emotional side of her. I need her to be strong. I need her to stay.
All right. Well, guys, we are going to go dive into hot topics. We have a few before we head out of here. So we'll do that right after this break. And we're back with Bachelor headlines. The first headline is really sad. Bachelor's Kelly Flanagan tearfully shares that she has Lyme disease. It's a blessing and a curse, she said. She said last night on Instagram, I just got some not so good health news. I tested positive for Lyme disease. She said that she's always kind of sensed that her body was more sensitive and reactive to a whole bunch of things. She said, my two brothers have Lyme disease and a lot of the symptoms that they had sound really similar to me. So she got tested. She just always felt like something was off with her since she was young. And she's really, really had to take care of herself. But as far as the blessing and a curse thing, she says, it's a blessing and a curse because now I can target why I feel off so often. But it also means several different lifestyle changes and extensive research on how to help and hopefully cure this. I know this is going to be tough for me, seeing what my brothers have gone through mentally and physically, but I'm going to have to put a lot of time and energy into figuring this out and combating this. She also said it's not the end of the world, but it's definitely going to lead to a lot of changes. Did you guys watch this video that she posted? It was really sad. She was crying the entire way through, and I was like, oh my gosh, what is she crying about? And then when she says Lyme disease, I was like, oh, that's horrible. That's so sad, because it's just like there is really no cure for it. It's just there's just not much out there.
Oh, no, I saw that she had posted something when I was picking the girls up yesterday, but I didn't get to finish watching it. But it's so sad.
I just know I've heard just like I don't know Lyme disease, like specifically in what really it is. I've heard like a lot of like famous people talk about it and stuff. If I could suggest anything to her is I just started seeing a holistic doctor and she changes lives. Like she had celiac disease and you can't cure these kinds of like autoimmune disorders, but you can totally manage them and like do so much stuff behind the scenes, like all this blood work through a holistic doctor. They can look at it on a holistic scale and tell you like what your body's missing and help you get those supplements in that you're not getting from like certain types of foods and like what foods you need to cut out that can feed this like autoimmune disease. It's honestly mind-boggling what a holistic doctor can tell you. I totally 100% believe in them.
Why did you start working with her?
So my story is like honestly super duper like long and crazy, but I just don't have consistent like stool. I have like stool issues and
love
stuff.
Sorry, honesty. I know that's so great.
I'm trying to just like use proper words for it and stuff. And I just haven't also been feeling myself lately. So I was just like, I'm a hypochondriac. So I literally have been to every single doctor freaking possible on this planet. I've seen a neurologist. I've seen a heart doctor. I've seen like literally every doctor, like a colon doctor, everything. And I just wasn't feeling good. And I think it's just because my diet and I wasn't getting the right types of food in my body. And apparently I'm fighting off parasites that I didn't know I had. So I'm on like this whole parasite cleanse and stuff. I know that's also a TikTok trend, but mine's a little more in depth than the TikTok trend. But yeah, I mean, everyone has parasites. I'm learning so much. Honestly, I'm like a health guru now.
Very interesting. Another health related headline that we have is Zach Clark, you know, Tayshia's fiance, celebrates 10 years of sobriety. This is truly a miracle, he says. So his caption said, 10 years sober today for a guy who couldn't stop shooting heroin, smoking crack, and guzzling booze. This is truly a miracle. No matter what you're struggling with today, just know that real change is possible and you are so worth it. You don't have to be perfect. That is, that's an amazing accomplishment for him. So yes, yeah. We're very proud of Zach and congratulations on 10 years sober.
Congrats to him. Doesn't he help people with that? Isn't mm-hmm. he an addiction therapist
specialist,
or something?
Yeah.
Specialist. Yeah.
He like has his own center.
Wow. That's honestly, he's saving so many people's lives and he just doesn't even know. Even being able to talk about that publicly, like with that kind of platform, he just has no idea how many people he can help.
Seriously.
Yeah. It's amazing. Congrats to him.
And then we have Katie Thurston shutting down claims that Jesenia and Chris dated before Bachelor in Paradise. This is super interesting because we know that we were talking about this yesterday, Ben and I. We were like, how did Jesenia even know this Chris guy existed? Because mm-hmm. he was only on Claire's season for one night, and yet he was on Jesenia's list of guys that she wanted to see in Paradise. Like, how did she even like know anything about him? So this is a no shit moment. Because back in May, there are pictures of Jesenia and Chris hanging out in San Diego.
He probably DM'd her.
Yeah, with a whole bunch of other Bachelor Nation stars. So that makes sense. Okay, so they're together hanging out. But I guess Katie was part of this hangout in San Diego. And she said that they were just friends, all of them just friends hanging out. So it wasn't like the two of them were dating, but they definitely met and probably had some sort of connection, which is why Jesenia put him on the list. This all makes so much more sense now.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
I wonder if that was their first kiss. Okay, they could all been friends, but like, you know, that they were totally DMing or texting. And yeah. Maybe they even made out that night. I'm just like putting things out there because I'm a drama queen.
Well, when all Bachelor Nation people come together, let's just say like outside of the show and they're at the, you know, hanging out as groups of friends or whatever. For whatever reason, I feel like Bachelor Nation people are just drawn to each other because we all went through such a similar like situation that like people can't relate to except for those people who've done it. And so I feel like when they're all hanging out, they're definitely trying to freaking hook up with each other. It's like definitely a thing. Like, so they probably were flirting and talking and maybe they didn't kiss or anything, but they knew they were going to both go on Paradise and just try to hold things off till then.
Yeah, it is just really easy to hit it off with them because you have such common common ground to already like start conversations about.
Totally.
Well, speaking of exes, awkward. Amanda's like FML.
Oh no.
Jeff Holm drops the Robbie Hayes restraining order after skipping a hearing. Tensions died down as hopes were what was said. And I haven't seen any reason to continue with the restraining order, Jeff says. So he dropped it. And like I mentioned before, I wish him all the best. Amanda, I'm going to guess you're going to say no comment on this.
No comment.
All right.
Those two boys are the most immature boys in all of Bachelor Nation. Like the fact that they act the way they do and like they're how old now? Like, come on, let's grow up.
Can you believe that they're still like living this bachelor life? And I don't mean the bachelor, like just crazy bachelor life.
Who has the time and energy for that?
I don't know. And our last headline this week is The Bachelorette celebrates its 200th episode while filming Michelle Young's season. And it looks like they had a cake with 200 red roses on it. And Caitlin and Tayshia were there. I don't know if there's going to be like any sort of special episode around it, but I think they just like are kind of saying, woohoo, this is the 200th episode. And here's a cake. So maybe it's not much of a headline, but it's crazy to think that there's been 200 episodes, but at the same time, also like, of course there's been like how many seasons of The Bachelorette have there been? I feel like, it's 200 episodes. It's the 18th season.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I'm honestly surprised it's not more than 200 episodes. It seems like there should be like thousands.
Yeah. All right. Well, guys, anything you have to say about The Bachelor or life before we wrap this thing up?
No, I think the season of Paradise is freaking great. I can't wait to see the whole Kendall drama unfold and who Becca ends up with. I don't know. I'm excited for the season. I love watching it right now.
Yeah, I think it's a good season too. I mean, I haven't watched it the past few years, but I don't know. I think it's a good cast.
It's a huge cast. This is the most people I've seen ever. It's wild. Yeah.
There are so many people in that rose ceremony palapa every week. I'm like, you guys must be suffocating.
They must have had to have added extra beds, by the way, because that's the biggest cast for sure.
Yeah.
There was no room in those bedrooms.
If they made the room downstairs into beds too.
They had to have.
Yeah, because guys, just audience out there, we had to like sleep in the same bed, some of the girls. I always claimed a bunk because I was like, oh, I'd rather be in a twin bed than have to share a king with somebody else. Cause I just feel like I like to have my own personal space. But a lot of girls had to be in a bed, like a king bed with another girl.
How did I manage to bottom king bunk to myself both years?
What? You always had that king to yourself?
Yeah. Remember?
Yeah, I remember that. Me and Haley slept in the two twin beds right next to each other, which is weird that we didn't like share a king bed because that would probably have been like the most comfortable and made the most sense. Yeah. But me and Haley like need our freaking space. We're like, nope. But yeah, Amanda, you were always alone. Carly and Sarah Heron would always sleep together.
Yeah.
It's too sweaty to be sharing a bed with like a girl that you're not best friends with.
Yeah, exactly. I don't get that.
And then another thing about the beds, just because I had to talk about, I was thinking about this last night. I felt so left out both years because like midway through the season, everybody started sleeping together. Like the guy, and then like the girl's room would be empty. I think there was one night where I was like, I think I'm in the girl's room totally alone. I'm just the most single virgin ever.
You're not a virgin anymore, Ashley. There's a freaking child in you. What?
It's so funny. It's so weird to think that there's a child who's just made my body their home. It's so weird.
Whenever I see like a pregnant girl, I'm like kind of like whatever. But seeing you pregnant, Ashley, like I know you think all those things about like, oh my God, there's like a thing inside of me. Like I know you think like that. Yeah. And I think like that too. So like I love seeing you be pregnant because I just know you're thinking all the wildest, weirdest things.
I'm like, how are you living in me? And when I look at the ultrasound, you are moving all over the place, but I don't feel you moving all over the place.
It's crazy, it's so man. Weird.
Amanda, how many weeks were you when you started feeling kicks?
Gosh, see, I don't really remember. I want to say before 20.
Okay. Yeah. They say like between 18 and 20.
Okay. Yeah.
So I'm almost there, which is super
What's
weird.
The size of your baby right now?
It's, well, an avocado. That's what they say.
An avocado. So cute. Little avocado.
Anyway. All right, guys. Thank you so much for joining me. This has been fun. I love the girl talk with y'all. And you guys have all been here before, so you know how we sign this thing off. Until next time, guys, I've been Ashley.
Do I say I've been Amanda?
Yes, you do.
I've been Emily.
Fantastic. Bye, guys.
Follow the Ben and Ashley I, Almost Famous podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.